Isaiah 26 chapter and the third verse. Amen. Let me say, along with Brother McGee today, how good it is to see everybody and all the Stevens clan. God bless you. I know this is a great gift for Sister Stevens today. Nothing like having your family with you. And thank you so much for being here. Amen. To all of our guests, all of our friends, thank you for being here today. Amen. In this place. Amen. And our prayer for you is what we're going to preach about here this morning. Isaiah chapter 26, third verse. Isaiah said, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace." And I say perfect peace.
Perfect peace.
Woo! Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And our subject this morning and our prayer for you is simply this: perfect peace. Perfect peace. That God would give you perfect peace. God bless you, and you may be seated. Amen. Perfect peace. Amen. I woke really early this morning with this going through my mind. Perfect peace. Perfect peace. What is perfect peace? Well, the Hebrew simply says peace, peace. Anytime in Hebrew you want to really emphasize something, you say it twice. Peace, peace. Complete peace. Peace that passes understanding. Jesus called it, "My life really is peace." The greatest indication, people would say, maybe it's not the will of God for you to go there. There were difficulties would come up, roadblocks in the way, and troubles, and people would say, maybe it's not the will of God. Let me tell you something. The absence of trouble does not mean that it's the will of God. Neither does trouble on every hand indicate that it's not the will of God. The Apostle Paul said this in the book to the Ephesians. He said, "I fought with beasts at Ephesus." What he meant was the toughest opposition that I would come against, I fought there. Amen. The Apostle Paul, the old veteran warrior, understood something about warfare. He understood that if you've got a place that's a stronghold, and it's vital, and it's important, and it's key to holding a position, that's where you put most of your forces, and that's where you put most of your power, because if that position falls, then the whole thing is going to come down. And so he understood something. Hey, there's some opposition here. There's some trouble here. There's a whole lot of power against me. This must be an important place in the devil's strategy. And so rather than run, he said, "I think I'll dig in here for a while." He found him a little Bible school in a place by a school by the name of Tyrannus had a school there. And when it got too hot for the students and they'd knock off for the day, that's when he taught Bible school. Let me just say, it's never been easy for Christians. Amen. They didn't even come to school till it got so hot everybody left. Amen. But that's when they would come, and Paul would teach in the heat of the day. Amen. And they would get in there, and then he'd teach them the word of the Lord. And the Bible says that from that little Bible school that the gospel was preached in all of Asia. Paul recognized something. Just because there was some trouble going on, just because there was some opposition, just because there were some problems, he said, that doesn't mean I'm not in the will of God. This is the perfect will of God. Perfect peace. Amen. When you have peace on the inside, it's not so important what's going on the outside. I think it's vital today that we note where this peace comes from. Isaiah said, speaking to the Lord, he said, thou wilt give him perfect peace. Where does this kind of peace originate? It originates with the God of peace. Paul writes to the Philippian church about the God of peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, he said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a God whose name is peace. Hallelujah. There's a God who reigns in peace. There's a God that loves peace. Amen. I want you to know something. In the kingdom of God, there's peace. As a matter of fact, he wrote about it to the Roman church when he said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's no substitute for those things. There's no price that you can pay to find those things. It's the gift of God. And the fruit of the Spirit is righteousness and peace. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, this is God's gift, and it comes only from Him. Anybody know what I'm talking about here this morning? Oh, I'll never forget the night that I repented of my sins and the peace of God that came upon me. I'll never forget when I was baptized in the Holy Ghost when I was 15 years of age and the peace of God that surrounded me. It's the greatest thing that I've ever experienced in my life. And I love the peace of God. I love that perfect peace that only God can give us. Amen. Philippians chapter 9, I'm sorry, Psalm 119, verse 165. The Bible said, great peace have they a law. And nothing shall offend them. There is a peace that you can have that people cannot offend. And no matter what they say, it doesn't stir you up because you have peace. Amen. That's a real peace, folks. When you have the kind of peace on the inside, it doesn't matter what they say on the outside. It does affect what's in you. Amen. Praise God. And that the Bible said that comes to people that love God's law. And when you're right with God, and you know you're right with God, that's the most important thing in your life. Amen. I like to be right with people. I don't like to upset people. I don't like to make people angry at me. I like for people to like me. And I've heard people say, I don't care if you like me. I don't think you're telling the truth. I think everybody likes to be liked. Amen. We like to be liked. We like people to like us. We like for people to approve of us. Yes, we do. That's the way we're put together. We like that. We want that. Amen. But you know, there's times that if I please God, I will not please people. There are times that if I make a right decision concerning God, that there's going to be some people that are going to disagree with me. Amen. And so in that time, I just have to find my peace with God, and hopefully they can find peace somehow. Amen. I know that I can't please everybody. So I want to please the Lord. Amen. I'm going to make the greatest effort that I can to please God. And I hope you'll join me in that. That we're just going to do what we can to please God. And that we're going to try to make people happy. But if I have to choose, I want to make Him happy. Amen. I want to make Him happy. I want that great peace that comes from loving the law and the word of God. Amen. So that nothing offends. Praise God. You know, we live in a really thin-skinned world today. People get offended really, really, really easy. I mean, if you talk to people, they get offended. If you don't talk to people, they get offended. They just get offended. Amen. It's like, you know, they just have made up their mind that I'm going to get offended whichever way you go. Amen. And that's just kind of where we are right now. But Christians shouldn't live like that. Let me say that again. I said Christians shouldn't live like that. Let me say that one more time. Christians shouldn't live like that. Christians ought to have that kind of peace that helps them to find a center in the midst of a storm and not be tossed to and fro by what others say and what others do. Amen. Peace that comes from God. Perfect peace. And God is its source. He said, thou wilt keep him. I like that word, keep. Thou wilt keep him. You will position him and you will help him to stay in that place. Amen. You see, God doesn't just give you peace and then take it away and have you tossed to and fro like a ship in a storm. But he said, I'm going to keep you. Amen. Like a gyro that always keeps center. Amen. And you always know where up is. Hallelujah. You may be topsy-turvy, but you know, when all this is over, I'm going to come right back up. Amen. Because God is going to keep me in peace. Hallelujah. I know which way it is because he gave me a Holy Ghost compass that's going to bring me back. And I'm going to be kept in the perfect peace of God. Amen. And then he said, thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. You see, there's the key to the whole thing. You've got to get your mind fixed, set steadfastly on God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Somebody that can't make up his mind. Now, we are living in an age and in a time when everything is being questioned. I remember in the 60s whenever the mantra became, question everything. Amen. And I remember when I was growing up as a teenager, the big thing was to find yourself. All of our teachers were talking about, you got to find yourself. That never made sense to me. I didn't know I was lost. Amen. When I got the Holy Ghost, when I was 15, I was found. Hallelujah. And I knew that I was found. Hallelujah. And to this day, I know I am in Jesus Christ. And I like it. And I like it. And this is the way I choose. Amen. And this is the way I want. And this is the way I am going to be. He said, your mind has to be stayed. Your spirit has to be fixed on Jesus Christ. Amen. We are in a time when it's very unpopular to be fixed-minded. Amen. Today we're supposed to be broad-minded. You know what broad-mindedness will get you? Shallowness. No depth. Amen. If you've ever seen a wide river that's just, I mean, it's just so wide, but don't have any depth. It's wide. Boy, that's the widest river, but there's no depth. But you get one that's going through a narrow place, and it's got some punch to it, and it's got force to it, and it's got life in it, and it's got power in it. Amen. I don't want to just be so broad that I'm shallow. I want to have depth in my life. I want to have meaning and purpose in my life and in my being. And it's vital today that we do that, that we get our minds stayed on Jesus Christ. I've already made up my mind. Hear me today. You got to make up your mind if you're going to live for God. Amen. You know, people sometimes say, well, I don't know which way's right. Well, you need to find what's right. You need to make up your mind. And the best way to do that is to love His law. Amen. Get a love for the truth. Amen. The Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. Make up your mind. This is what thus saith the Lord. Amen. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Amen. I hear it all the time. People saying, well, you know, there's a lot of ways to God. That's not what I read in the book. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Amen. Well, what about everybody else? Well, that's going to be between them and God. I'm going to do my best to help them find it. Amen. But if they don't, then I'm sorry. But I just understand there's just one. My mind's fixed, folks. My mind's fixed. My mind's made up. It stayed on the Lord. That's where peace comes from. Amen. Hear me, young people. In your classrooms, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff. Amen. They're going to try to tell you all kinds of things. Amen. And they're going to tell you God's just got a lot of different names. Amen. Well, He has one name that is the saving name, and that's Jesus. That's a saving name. Amen. Praise God. And so there's just one saving name in the Bible, and that name is Jesus. And I have peace when I speak that name. And I have peace because of Him. Amen. I'm centered in life because of Him. Amen. So He said, you're going to have perfect peace when your mind is stayed on Him. Amen. When you pray, God will tell you what's right. And then sometimes you'll start hearing other opinions. But there's something inside of you that said, I know what's right. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Amen. Everybody else is saying, it's okay. It's all right. But there's something inside you that says, not for me. I know what's right. Amen. And that peace. You see, if you start entertaining doing what's wrong, and you know that it's wrong because you know what's right, your peace gets disturbed. And you're not peaceful anymore. Amen. Or if you've done something that you know is wrong, thank God your peace is disturbed. I don't want to do wrong and get by. I don't want to do wrong and God not talk to me and smite me. Amen. I want Him to disturb me to the point that I have to repent and get right. Don't ever want to get to the place that I can just when I'm with this crowd, live this way. And when I'm with the church, live right. And just do any old thing, any old way, any old time. Amen. That's the wrong way to live, folks. You'll lose your peace when you do that. Amen. Praise God. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Here's the key, because he trusted in thee. He's trusting in you. Hallelujah. Amen. I think of Daniel whenever he was a young man when he was taken from his country and put into a strange place. But he found favor. God gave him favor with the king. And he was put with a select few. And he was tested there. And they tried to get him to do some things that that he didn't feel were right, and his three friends with him, and they made up their mind. They said, we don't want to do this. We don't want to eat what they're eating, and we want to eat what we think's the right thing. And they found favor, and God gave them favor. Amen. Hear me today. If you'll obey that peace that's in you in little things, it'll keep you when the big things come. But if you start giving into little stuff, you won't have strength when the biggest comes. It's about maintaining the little things. And that's what happened to Daniel. You see, there one day they passed a law that said you can't pray to any other god but the God of that Nebuchadnezzar sets up. And Daniel, when he heard that, he'd already made up his mind. So when it got prayer time, he opened his window toward Jerusalem and he prayed. And when it got noontime, he opened his window to Jerusalem and he prayed again. And when it got night or evening, he opened his window and he prayed again. And they said, Daniel, you can't do that. He said, I have to do that. My mind is stayed. My heart. This is what I am. This is what I believe. This is who I am. Amen. Regardless of what it costs, I'll do it. Amen. Well, Daniel, you're going to have to be thrown into the den of lions. And he was. Amen. But the Bible tells us that God was with him. Praise God. And God gave him peace. God gave him peace. Even in that time, the king didn't sleep all night, but Daniel did. Who was the most trouble? Daniel should have been told he was the one that was in danger, but he realized, hey, the Lord is with me. Amen. Praise God. And the king didn't sleep. Matter of fact, he got up the first opportunity, ran down, and he said, oh, Daniel, was your God that you serve. That you serve, that you serve, that you serve. Was he able to keep you? Oh, yeah, my God's able. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Daniel was delivered. The men that accused him were cast in, and all of a sudden, the lions lost their locked jaw and had lunch. Amen. I'm telling you, God will keep you in peace. God'll keep you in peace. God'll keep you in peace. Amen. I don't know if you've read some of Fox's Book of Martyrs, but those people that laid down their lives for Jesus Christ, amen, they went out singing. They went out talking in tongues, praising God. I remember a number of years ago, there was a horrible crime that took place in Houston, the man that murdered various young men. There was a family in one of our churches in Houston, and their son was among the victims. He grew up in the church, then he went away from the Lord, and as far as they knew, he hadn't found the Lord when he was taken. But in the course of the trial, as the lawyer began to question the man, he said there was a particular young man among that bunch that's different than all the rest. He said, and as I tortured him before he died, he said he began to speak in a language I didn't understand. And he had this peaceful look that came all over him. When he said that, that family began to weep because they understood something. That even in a torture chamber, their son found peace with God. And he was speaking in a heavenly language when he left this world. I'm telling you, folks, there's a peace that passes understanding. There's a peace that passes understanding. There's a perfect peace. And only God can give it. And he wants to give it today to everybody that's in this house. If you are not at peace, why not? Amen. If you'll just come to him, I promise he'll give you peace. Jesus said this, John 14:27. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you." Amen. "Not as the world giveth, give I thee. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Let's stand together today. Do you have that peace today? Do you have that peace that God can give that nothing can take away? There's a peace that God can give that nothing can take away. Amen. Even if you leave this house and you have to go back to a situation that's less than perfect, that peace can follow you there. You can live in a home that's not a perfect home and still have peace. Amen. You can live with a mate that's not a perfect mate, but you can still have peace. You can live in a situation that is troublesome, but God can give you such a peace that you can have peace in the middle of it all. He said, "Thou wilt give him, keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Are you trusting the Lord today? He'll give you peace. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. Amen. Let me open this altar right now for prayer this morning. I know him by name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I say unto you, your God, that I am, that I bring peace unto you even this morning into the deepest storm that ravages your soul, that ravages your life, that ravages the world that you are walking in your current condition. I am the Lord God. I bring peace. I am the peace speaker. I will rain peace into your heart if you will but let me. Understand this, that you cannot make your own way. You shall not find peace in this world or the world to come, only through me and my presence in my name, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm inviting you today to receive a gift from God. Perfect peace. How about it? Amen. Why don't we just step out right now and gather? Amen. And lift our hands and our voices to the Lord. If you have that peace, cherish it. Give God thanks for it. If you don't have that peace, why don't you come and receive it? It's here. It's in this house. It's available. God wants you to have it today. He's made it available. He's made it available to each one of us. He's made it available to each of us today. Amen. You don't have to leave here troubled. You don't have to leave here with a lot of question marks in your mind. Amen. You don't have to leave here in turmoil. Praise God, but you can leave here with peace. How about it today? Oh, the sweet peace of Jesus. The tender presence of the Lord.
Yes, I know.
Amen. He calls. Would you just simply respond? He'll give you peace.